This is Pride Radio. Pride Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. This is David Ord here from Pride Radio, and I am currently in South Africa in Cape Town for Mr. Gay World 2023. And I'm bringing you the inside scoop to our competition in Mr. Gay World Access All Areas. And I did say all areas. So currently I am in Honey and Dora Cafe, which is in a beautiful part of town, and it's a LGBT friendly location that provides drag brunches, it provides entertainment, it provides all the things that the queer community of Cape Town needs. And we are currently all suited and booted in our best formal wear, ready for the formal wear photo shoot. These are the outfits that we'll be wearing on Friday's final, and everyone's looking very smart. I'm currently in the sleigh room. Yeah, I did say sleigh room. On the wall it says smart is the new sexy, and I feel like that is very fitting for today's current shoot that's happening. I've just had my photos. I gave it a little pow. I gave it a little wink to the camera. I turned my head. And I just tried my best, you know, that's all you can do. Hopefully I'll bring it home for Great Britain. And yeah, we're having a wonderful week so far. It's been hectic, it's been fun. There's been a lot of competitions, there's been a lot of tourist attractions. We went on this amazing yacht cruise, thanks to Waterfront Cruises for that. And on the cruise, we all had... I've just been joined by Mr. Chili. Let's just say hello to the listeners of Pride Radio Podcast.
Hello, how are you guys? I'm Francisco, I am 34 years, and I'm from Chile.
And I'm going to be interviewing all of the contestants over the next few days. So Chili's very excited about that, aren't you? And you're looking very smart. We love to see it. So we were on this yacht cruise. It was super fun. We were all dancing on the boat. It got a bit rocky at one point, and we even saw a sunfish. Google it. Yeah, it looked like a shark that didn't quite know how to shark just yet. But it's all good. We loved it, and apparently it was quite rare. So, you know, a rare sighting here in Cape Town. The sun's shining today. I'm going to be bringing you all the interviews very soon, so stay tuned for that. Who's your favourite? Who do you want to hear from? I've been asking for questions from people, from listeners, and I'm giving you the best questions I can possibly give you. And I'm just walking into the bar before I say goodbye, because I feel like Mr. India is going to want to say something to the listeners of Mr. Gay World Access All Areas. So just a quick one before your interview later. How's it going, Vishal?
It's going nice, and I feel very happy to be on this show. Thank you so much, David.
No problem at all. I look forward to speaking to you later, Mr. Dapper. Honestly, if this microphone had some eyes, you would all be gagging right now. He looks amazing, and he's been smiling all week, bringing us a little bit of joy. So we'll be speaking to him very soon.
This is Pride Radio.
This is Mr. Gay World Access All Areas. And I did say all, everybody. So I am currently sat with the very handsome and the very charming, I'm scared of this one because he's looking right into my eyes, the very charming Dion from Australia. So Dion, introduce yourself to our listeners.
Well, I think firstly I need to say g'day, mate, don't I? I need to be on brand here. As you've done a wonderful job introducing me, David, thank you. So yes, my name's Dion Alexander. I'm 35 years old, currently living in Sydney, Australia, not the capital, and I hope that all of your listeners know that, because most of the contestants over here don't. But I'm really excited because you said access all areas. So I'm excited for this.
Okay, bend over. So... how are you thinking? I've scored flustered because I told you to bend over. What do you think of Cape Town so far?
Absolutely amazing city. Absolutely beautiful. To be in the middle of a city and to see these gorgeous mountain ranges, breathtaking every single morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And how is it different here from Australia?
From Australia? First of all, there's no kangaroos jumping around. No. I think, you definitely see the inequality here, which is very confronting to start with. So I think that's a big issue and something that was very visible when we first came.
Yeah.
But the people are absolutely beautiful. So I think that they're more welcoming than some of our spaces in and around Australia, just with how they welcome with you open arms, big smiles, and just lovely, wonderful people.
Yes. Talking of wonderful people, we are also joined by all of the entourage from Australia here, including Mama Lynn, who is a personal fave of mine. No offence, boys. But if we head to your hometown, where would you take us? One place you all would take us?
I'd have to probably take you to Adelaide, wouldn't I? Back to the hometown. And then you can have a meal at Mama Lynn's. I think that would be great. Great wine region, Barossa Valley. Got it all sorted. I think there, but also some of our regional pride festivals are a massive hit. They're great to go to. And they mean a lot more to the community than some of the bigger city ones. So I know when we did the Australian contest, to come over and decide our delegate for Mr. Gay World, we went to a regional town of Hay, only 2,500 people. Hey.
I gave you that joke. No.
No, we had that the whole weekend. And they were beautiful people. And we know that we left that place in a much better position than when we got there. People were just feeling the love, the acceptance, and to be part of that festival was really something quite special.
Fabulous, lovely answer. You've done this before. Talking of something special, I've got some special questions for you.
I'm
in from a few listeners. And these are quick fire questions, so just the first thing that comes into your head is all good here. So, the first one, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Maybe.
I think it's ready.
I don't know. Am I?
You said that with some determination. All right, let's go. So, first up, what's your star sign?
Aries.
Gaga or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Kylie or Madonna?
Oh, definitely Kylie. Australia, baby.
Padam, padam. Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Meat or vegetables?
Meat, sorry, David.
A night in or a night out?
A night in.
What's your favourite film?
Ooh. Now, you're stumpy there.
No?
No, not coming to head. No, no favourite films.
Okay.
Everything.
We're going to go with Bridget Jones. Who's British?
No.
Bridget Jones.
Anything Hugh Jackman's in and is shirtless.
Okay, perfect. What's your favourite song?
My favourite song at the moment, Kylie, Padam Padam. Perfect. You're showing me the dance to that. Love it.
Very on brand. Who is your idol?
Who's my idol? I think, and you Brits will love this, Ollie Alexander. Absolutely love him. Love that he's unapologetically him and on such a big platform as well.
Yeah. Have you loved him for years and years?
Oh, that was a group
one. Oh, no. That's going in the edit.
That's a dad joke if I've ever heard one.
There's many of those. And lastly, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to say anything you want to say to our listeners about the work that you're doing in the LGBTQIA+ community.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity speaking to the listeners. My platform is to end homophobia in sport. I've been doing a lot of work in Australia, particularly with the AFL. So a lot of your listeners might be familiar with that, which is the Australian Football League. So a different sort of football, but really trying to get a pride round happening in the AFL in the men's division. And just we're doing a lot of education and in this world stage, really want to bring that out and create safe spaces for athletes. Because currently across the globe, there are gay players playing in sports but are not openly out. And we know how that affects their mental health, their performance, and we really want to change the landscape on that.
Yeah, absolutely. You inspire me so much with your message. It's been an absolute joy getting to know you this week. We've got a few days left together. I feel like I've made a friend for life in Dion. He's an absolute gem, everybody. And I just want to say thank you so much for the interview and best of luck for the competition.
Thank you, and same to you, David.
This is Pride Radio.
I am currently joined on Mr. Gay World Access All Areas, and we did say all. I'm currently joined by the wonderful, the kind hearted soul that is Martin from Belgium. Say hello to our listeners, Martin.
Hi, beautiful soul.
Would you like to introduce yourself and tell ourselves a little bit about you?
Of course. My name is Martin. I'm 34 years old and I live in the beautiful small city, Belgium. I work as a spiritual coach and I really love my job because I love to help other people.
Amazing. We love that. And what are your thoughts on Cape Town so far?
Cape Town is really amazing. The weather is amazing. The people are so kind-hearted, and I love everything about it.
Love it too. And how is it different from Belgium? Tell us how it's different from your country.
Especially the weather, because Belgium has got very, very, very bad weather most of the time. And also, I think most of the people are more kind to Cape Town than that they are in Belgium.
Yeah. If you were going to take us to Belgium, where would you take us? One place, and that's where we would go with you.
We will go to a place where they have the best Belgian chocolate, because you really have to taste it.
Yes, I'm up for that, as long as it's vegan and happy. Tell me, what are you most looking forward to in the competition, or for the rest of the competition, because we're halfway through now, if you believe?
Of course, the big show tomorrow.
That's another. Absolutely, and I must say, Martin is looking incredible in their full wear outfit. We're getting a lot of gold. This will come out after the podcast, so that's no spoiler. But yeah, looking fabulous, and I can't wait to see you lay it on the runway. So next up, we've just got a few quick fire questions for you, and this is just the first thing that comes into your head. Absolutely no stress. Just give us the tea on the following questions. First up, what is your star sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Gaga or Beyonce?
Definitely Gaga.
Thank you, I agree. Kylie or Madonna?
Madonna.
Tea or coffee?
Tea, I think.
Tea? School of tea?
Yes.
Meat or vegetables?
Vegetables.
A night in or a night out?
Sometimes a night in with the right people. And sometimes a night out also with the right people.
Yes, shake it up. What is your favorite film, Martin?
My favorite film, I think Grease.
Grease,
yeah.
Grease is the word. And what is your favorite song?
I Will Always Love You by the Queen, Whitney Houston.
So I already knew that because Martin filmed a lovely little TV spot yesterday in our hotel room. And yeah, I heard him singing the dulcet tones of Whitney at the top of your lungs. Well, maybe not, but in the next edition.
But definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me, who is your idol?
My idol, I think it's Whitney Houston as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. And is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners just to finish on plan to it?
I would tell your listeners to enjoy the show, to enjoy every moment of it. And I would tell all your listeners that David Allwood is the best and the loveliest person I ever met.
Oh, thank you. And I have to just let the listeners know that this is actually the second competition that Martin and myself have done together. And you'll probably remember Martin because we were up in Annett Gardens for Mr. Gay Europe 2023. And Martin is a beautiful soul, got me through these competitions, and yeah, we've formed a friendship through these competitions. I was going to say pageant, but they're not really pageants anymore. We're trying to do a good thing for our community, and Martin is definitely doing that, playing on the runway and giving love to everybody. So yeah, it's been an absolute joy.
This is Pride Radio.
Mr. Gay World, access all areas, and yes, I did say all areas. We are currently in the Honey Adora Cafe, this beautiful LGBT space for the people of Cape Town, and I am joined by the very dapper, the very wonderful, the activist, well, you can tell us, actually. You can tell us who you are. This is Vishal. Here we go.
So I'm a bookseller, poet, and I'm also an LGBTI queer rights activist. I strongly believe that everybody deserves a life of respect and dignity and equality. But unfortunately, in the world we live in, some people don't have that kind of opportunity and equality. And it's for the rights of these people, it's the rights for my community, the LGBTIQ, that I fight every day to help make this world a more inclusive place.
Amazing. We love to hear that. And tell me, what do you think of Cape Town so far?
You know what, before coming to Cape Town, I came to know a little bit about Cape Town through the hashtag that we were supposed to use, you know. Finding love in a city of love. And absolutely, love is everywhere. I see people holding hands, people smiling at each other, people giving them hugs when they are meeting each other. The way we are being received at the hotel, the hospitality here at Honey and Dorad. So I see that this is the city of love, and love is everywhere.
That is perfect. Can you just tell us, how is it different from your country?
Yeah. Well, the climate here is more extreme. I live in a very moderate climate. It's very cold. It's cold when it's cold. It's too sunny when it's too sunny. And it's too hot when it's too hot. But apart from that, I see a lot of similarity and not a lot of differences. My country, my hometown, we are also a group of diverse people living together, existing with love. and is the same here.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we went to your country, if we went to your hometown, where would you take us?
I would take you all to my bookstore.
Nice.
Safe space, and I'm sure all of you love reading books, or even if you don't love reading books, you would like just be around my bookstore, you know?
Yeah.
Go around and meet interesting people, hear their stories. People are very talkative, people would afford that little talk to, and in telling their stories and listen to yours.
Yeah, at least. Well, I'm getting on a flight for sure, Vishal. Right, so the next part of this interview is quick fire questions.
All right.
So you just have to give me the first thing that comes into your head. Yes. Don't think too much about it. And one word answers.
Yes.
I'm just going to put this mic in your face and you go. Ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Ready.
So quick fire question number one. What is your star sign?
Aquarius.
Gaga or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Kylie or Madonna?
Kylie.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee, of course.
Meat or vegetables?
Vegetables, chicken.
Yeah. You can have both, this one.
Yeah.
A night in or a night out?
Night can please.
What is your favorite film?
My favorite film is, can I tell Hindi?
Yeah, of course.
Lagan. It's about a cricket game that was played between the British cricketers and Indian farmers to, you know, come over the taxes.
Okay, I'll add that to my list. What is your favorite song?
My favorite song is Let me think, because there's so many, What comes to my mind right now?
It's hard.
Born This Way, Lady Gaga.
Yes, that's another my favorite song.
Yes.
Who is your idol?
My idol currently, during this pageant, is David. Being completely honest, like, I've never seen anybody who's, calm, composed, kind, empathetic, and considerate. So, you, David, that's you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Pride Radio know that I'm a bit of a crier, so as you can probably tell, I'm welling up here. And I just wanted to say one more thing for you, Vishal. Is there anything that you want to tell our lovely listeners?
You know what? I always keep talking about LGBTIQ rights, so I'm going to use this opportunity to talk that as well. I have a message for people who are not out. I want to tell them that it's okay. Your identities are valid. And whenever you feel safe, whenever you feel you have the courage, come out. And I have another message for people who are kids. I think probably they are doing this because they are carrying a lot of hate and are themselves suffering. And that is why it's a sort of coping mechanism for them. And to them, I would like to give a message that there are better ways to cope, or, do whatever you're going to. There's always a chance to become better.
What?
And those who are hating the LGBTIQ in spite of everything else or because of some misunderstandings or misconceptions, I want to tell them that try spending some time with at least 10 people from our community.
Yeah.
Be surprised what getting to know someone can do to the hate you carry for them. Thank you.
That was a beautiful message. Thank you so much. And I wish you all the best for the competition.
Thank you.
You're a wonderful soul, and it's been a pleasure getting to know you.
See
you. So I'm sure this won't be the last time we hear of Vishal on Pride Radio. Thanks for listening. Why? Because you're an icon.
Thank you so much
for listening to Pride Radio. This has been Mr. Gay World. Access all areas.
This is Pride Radio.